I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is the public's chance to talk to the DNR one-on-one about game management and plans for the future. Coming up, we'll discuss the sportsman's sectional meetings after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Each year during the month of March, biologists and other representatives of the West Virginia DNR head out to various public locations to interact with the public. The topic of discussion, anything on your mind, if it pertains to game and fish management, regulations, bag limits, season dates, and plans for the future of the state's wildlife. Paul Johansson is Assistant Chief of Game Management with the DNR and says it's a very important time for the agency.
They allow sportsmen and women to come up and talk one-on-one with some of our staff, whether they're biologists or conservation officers or wildlife managers. It gives them a really informal kind of a setting to, you know, sit down and talk. They don't have to feel like they're rushed. We've got all evening to sit there and try to gather information and have conversations with folks.
Johansson says the agency takes great stock in what the public has to say, good or bad.
Personally, I think we do put considerable stock into what sportsmen have to say, and I know our commission does, and we take the comments from the public very seriously. We try to capture each and every comment that we can and record that information down and then compile it and put it into a report format for our commission so they know exactly what we heard from the sportsmen at the various meetings. Now, have we listened to sportsmen and are we going to accept every change or every recommendation that comes from the sportsmen? No, we don't do that, but we certainly consider the recommendations and the comments that we receive.
Game regulations get much of the attention every year, but this year, most of those are largely unchanged.
I think folks will see the regulations are pretty comparable to past years. We're not recommending any major changes in our big game seasons. That is our antlerless deer regs. We'll have counties, some counties that'll be a little more conservative or a little more liberal than they were last year, but no major changes.
The meetings are next week, Monday at East Fairmont High School, the Rumsey Technical Center in Martinsburg, Summersville High School, the Briar Inn in Lewisburg, Pumpkin Park 4-H Building in Milton, and at the Spencer Community Building. And then on Tuesday, the meetings will be at John Marshall High School, Moorfield Middle School, Twin Falls State Park in Mullins, Chief Logan State Park Conference Center, and the Parkersburg City Building. The times both nights are 6 to 8, and everyone is encouraged to come out and speak with a representative. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.